Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Finally today, we're going to revisit a trip that Radial Boston's Paris Alston took to Martha's Vineyard. As Paris puts it, growing up, she and her family knew of Martha's Vineyard as the Black Hamptons, a place where the Obamas, Oprah, other prominent Black people vacationed. She tells us more about her connection to the island.
I grew up in North Carolina, a long way from Martha's Vineyard. And before I came here, what I knew about the island is that it was a haven for African Americans. I'd seen Jaws, but the movies that really struck home for me were Charles Burnett's The Wedding and Mattie Rich's The Inkwell.
Are you trying to break my door down?
You call me?
I did?
Yeah.
Maybe I did. It doesn't matter now. You're here, right? So what do you want to do?
Do?
What do you want to do, Drew?
Well, I don't know. Me. What do you want to do?
Is that your bike?
Yeah, that's my bike. Yeah, that's my bike.
I want to ride your bike. I want to ride your bike downtown to the arcade.
To the arcade?
But I want to drive your bike.
You want to ride my bike?
Yes.
To you, that might seem like a simple moment between an awkward teenage boy and his crush. But for me, it was amazing to see movies in which Black families were spending leisurely time at their summer vacation homes, riding bikes, hanging out at the beach, playing tennis, being carefree. And something magical always seemed to happen while they were there. Those movies were based off the town of Oak Bluffs, a place that holds special significance for African Americans. In the late 1800s, Martha's Vineyard attracted freed slaves and laborers. As they began to settle there, they faced racial discrimination and segregation. Oak Bluffs was one of the few places where African Americans were allowed to buy property on the vineyard, up until the 1960s. As time went on, it emerged as an enclave for Black property owners. Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. talked about the town in A Place of Our Own, a documentary film by Stanley Nelson, which details the African-American experience on Martha's Vineyard.
It's great to be able to associate with people who share your interests, the educational background, to put it bluntly, your class interests. That is what is unique about Oak Bluffs, that Black people doing well is the default. You know, that is the norm, that is the bottom line, the baseline. We should be proud of that.
Professor Gates is getting at an important piece of the vineyard's history, that it was a place where Black people could be themselves, own property, and relax while on vacation, and where that wasn't a surprise. So I decided to go on my own exploration of the vineyard, and especially Oak Bluffs, which is on the island's northern side. Today, it's a place where many Black people have homes that have been passed down through their families for generations. Harriet Smith is one of those people. She grew up in Chicago, but back in the 1940s, her grandmother bought a cottage right by the Inkwell. That's the beach where Blacks have always been known to hang out on the vineyard. Some say its nickname comes from the Black artists and writers who occupied the space. Others say it came from white vineyarders offensively describing what the beach looked like when it was crowded with Black vacationers. Smith remembers coming to the vineyard as a little girl. Now she shares that tradition with her children and grandchildren.
Every year when school was out, we got in the car and drove 3 days to get to here and spent the entire summer because my grandmother was able to have this property. So that's a summer home for us. We've always had it. It's had it that long. And, of course, my children grew up here, you know, in the summers, and it just became a part of who we are.
The vineyard has a reputation of being a place for affluent Black Americans who can afford summer abodes that can cost anywhere from $2,500 to $20,000 a week to rent, let alone owning them. But as Gabrielle Abelard told me, the island is a place where African Americans don't have to explain themselves.
It's not something that we're used to, especially in Boston. You know, we're all professionals here, and it's something that you don't run into. Like, people are used to seeing successful Black people here.
I spoke with Elaine Weintraub, who co-founded the island's African-American Heritage Trail alongside Carrie Tankard in 1989. Weintraub says the trail tells a story of people who refused to accept the limitations white society imposed on them.
Five generations ago, when those properties were acquired, that was a tremendous achievement against a time in U.S. history when that was not an easy thing to do. For those people, those shoulders that the fifth generation are now standing on, these were heroes. These were people who achieved against all the odds, and I think that's the story. That's what makes the vineyard different.
While on the vineyard, Paris went on a driving tour of the island's African American Heritage Trail with leader Joanne Joseph.
So she started doing these little boxing skits.
Along the way, she learned about black homeowners like teacher, dancer, and boxer Emma Maitland, writer Dorothy West, and others. Afterward, Paris sat down with Joseph to learn more about how leading the tours has made her a steward of Martha's Vineyard's Black history. Joseph began by talking about the Scherer Cottage, which was the first inn on the island that welcomed African Americans as other places refused them.
The first time I went there, I had goosebumps because I did the tour a couple of times with Elaine, and I couldn't believe that this had been here the whole time I had lived here, and I knew nothing about it. So I decided that I'm going to study, and I'm gonna put on the best tour ever. I'm gonna, you know, just make it relaxed enough so that people are absorbing what has happened here, because so much has happened here. The way that I had of looking at the world was different, because I'm from Haiti and we have a different culture. Coming here, so I'm like, I have my own history, so I'm good and secure. But doing the trail made me realize how important this is, how important to talk about the history of Martha's Vineyard and how important it is to talk about the history of Edgartown, for example. I did not know that Edgartown was an abolitionist town, had Frederick Douglass speak here in 1857. That's important history that all black people that come here should know, because our ancestors have been here and have lived here comfortably. When I first came here, I have some friends, and they're Caucasian and Portuguese, but they made sure they told me the history of the Inkwell. And they also told me how this was just African-American Mecca back in the 90s. They would have like amazing parties, and there were these big stars, basketball stars, movie stars that were here on Martha's Vineyard. So I knew about that aspect. I did not know that there were slaves in Chilmark. So that was a bit of a shocker, you know. The other part of doing the tour is that after you've taken people out, it's almost like they get this wind on their back, and, you know, their chest puff out a little bit more. You know, I think a lot of people feel that way after they learn the history of the vineyard. It's just like a villain of pride and happiness. So it's like when you tell people about the cottagers, they're like, oh my God, the group of 100 African-American women who own property on the vineyard. I mean, there's great pride in that.
That was Joanne Joseph, tour leader for the African-American Heritage Trail of Martha's Vineyard. She spoke with Radio Boston's Paris Alston on the island in 2019.